Welcome to Buzz Touch Designs. I'm Brian Hinderberger, podcasting in Central Oregon. Visit us online at buzztouch.com. I am at the Bent High Desert Rotary Club's meeting. We are at Aspen Ridge. And is someone out there, will somebody come up here and tell me how long the Bent High Desert Rotary Club has been in? Actually, I'll stretch out. How long has the Bent High Desert Rotary Club been in existence?
5 years.
So this club meets at 7 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning until 8, and so they're early birds. And what we're talking today about is blogging and podcasting for businesses. Now, one of the things about blogging is you become the blogging is when you write a journal and you put it out in cyberspace for anybody to listen to or read. And when you blog, you immediately become the expert of your business or your field or your trade or whatever. And it positions your company as a leader in your service area. And you also develop customer relationships that you wouldn't have before. You're in a forum where you're not trying to sell someone. You're trying to, you're talking about your passion. You're talking about your business. You're talking about things that might, that are affecting you and what inspires you, and that generates a feedback and it fosters it's more personal, and it's an easy way to get customers to engage with your company in ways that you wouldn't have before. It's every PR professional's dream to have the medium actively search your material, and it fosters media relationships that you wouldn't believe. Locally here, KTVZ or the Bulletin, they actively search the internet for new material, and blogs are a good way to gather information, not necessarily to quote. But they're a good way to get information out there and spark interest. So and a lot of reporters, they don't need to be public. You could have password protected blogs for internal collaboration, and this is where you could have project members of your organization, your business, to post to collaborate on a blog and let everyone know what the status is. Instead of going to an Outlook Express, looking for that email that was sent 6 months ago, it's easy to navigate. So, and you could also provide on the job learning if you're training some staff on how to do stuff. You could send someone a blog post and have save paper. You don't have to. Print off all these flyers. You just send them a link to a blog post and have them check it out. So, it's great for recruitment. You're establishing your company as a thought leader in your service area. So, folks that are still in school or folks who are looking to move to your area are going to be looking for the ones they're going to be looking on the internet, and they're going to be looking. For the ones who are thought provoking, who are demonstrating a sense of pride and passion towards their industry, and I don't know about you, but that attracts me. If I see someone care that much about their industry, I'm gonna look towards them first to put my resume in. Let's say you have a product and you want to. You don't want to really throw thousands and thousands of dollars into a marketing campaign quite yet, because you don't know if this product's going to work. So this is a good way to kind of test market. If you're comfortable releasing it publicly, it's a good way to test market and say, hey, what do you guys think? And you'll get the feedback that will save you thousands of dollars in a marketing budget. Probably the most important thing is that you rank high on the search engines. And Google, when you type in when I type in graphic design, I would love Buzz Touch Designs to be the first one up on Google for Central Oregon. And what's going to help me is every time when I blog, say a week, every, let's say once a week, if I say, oh, I got a new customer this week, I did a graphic design in Bend, Oregon, all those search words are going to come up on Google, and it's going to rank me high, and the freshest and the most, and the most key phrases you have in a paragraph, when Google searches, they're going to put you higher and higher and higher. So it's a little time investment once a week maybe to sit down and type in a press release type of material out there, but it's gonna get you up onto the search engines. The what I'm doing right now is I'm doing an audio version of a blog. I'm recording generally it's called podcasting, where you record generally try to keep it under 2 minutes or right, because people once they hear people babble on, they clip it off. And but so you're in luck. Yeah, you're in luck. A man just fell off the chair. So anyway, but well, it's good to. So once again, it's personal. It may be faster to sit down and read something, but you're going to get emotion and from the spoken words that you'll never read. It's something it's a good way. It's like a radio broadcast where it keeps your audience, your targeted audience, hopefully very updated about what's going on in your business and whatnot. And you know, the most important thing is it's convenient. If I'm flying to New York, but I want to stay up on top of local businesses or business trends or organizational trends, and I know that there's a certain podcast out there that I like, I'm going to download it onto my iPod, and I'm going to fly to New York, and I'm going to listen to and keep occupied. So it's a good medium for that. Video casting is the next step, and that's where it's a television form, and we won't go into that because I don't have the material to show it. So it's fairly simple. It's very effective, and very inexpensive and a great tool for business. So, are there any questions? Because I'm gonna clip this off to make it quick. But one question. Well, the question is, how do I know if 300 people a week listen to my podcast? I have I go through a service, and they have a downloads. They give me how many people visited my site. It's a site meter. How many people visited my site? How many people downloaded my podcast? How many people forwarded my podcast? Where they were downloaded from? And so. Might be kind of scary on a personal sense, but on a business sense, that's great because wow, I have 40 people from Portland that are downloading my podcast every week, and wow, 30 from, and it's amazing. For Buzz Touch Designs, I have 20 people in Australia that are downloading my so my market one of the things I really like about this medium is it. If you're talking to about housing, for example, or tourism, people are going to download your podcast or read your blog, and you're going to be immediately the first one that they look at. If someone in China, someone might say, well, why do I care if someone in China is downloading my material? I mean, that's not going to affect my business. But well, in the tourism industry, that those folks might come over and visit your coffee shop that you've been blogging or podcasting about, or in the housing industry, that person from China might be moving or know someone and say, well, you should go check out that bank or that lending institution. So it's a global medium, but the more local you can be, the more effective you can. Three. Well, I can check that out. On average, I would say about 40 per week, one of the things I really like is the Google thing. We are ranked, if you type in Bend Rotary or Central Oregon Rotary, our club generally is the first one up on the search engine. Well, the that's great. So it's a great tool for our club because we have such a diverse group of speakers that really give a good sensation to the external audience that wow, this is what Central Oregon is about, and it's great to make this podium not only a fiber optic display show, but but this is actually one of the most listened to podiums in Central Oregon, or will be. So, any other questions? I don't know. You know, blog. The question was, what would blog stand for? B log or weblog. Oh yeah, weblog. And they took the WE off. Okay, well. So you can, if you look up, they have different services out there online, Blogger or WordPress. You just look online to look for blog platforms, and they're really easy to and they're free. And they're just, so. Oh yeah. The more focused you can get on your subject, the more audience you'll have. And a diver, locally we have a pod climber. I don't know if you've ever heard of pod climber. They do podcasting about climbing, and they have about 7,000 people a day download their podcast, and they just focus specifically on climbing, and. So it's pretty impressive. They're very rock climbing. Well, it is a little investment. You're going to need a microphone input, and also what I'm using is a little mixer board, because eventually I'd like to have a wireless mic where I can. I'd like to provide business services for such as if someone's having a conference. But you don't need to go into that far in depth. You just need a microphone that goes into your computer, and preferably some storage, such as an external hard drive, because it does eat up some space on your hard drive. So. if you do get it depends on which platform, if you're using PC or Mac, but I use iMic, which for my Mac, and PC I'm sure has an, but there's free software out there, Odyssey, or I could find that for you, but there's free software out there, and you just look actually online for free recording software. I would say the text is more popular, but the voice is more dynamic, and if you have someone who you are interviewing on the phone, such or if you're talking to a celebrity, it's amazing. People don't like to listen just to one person AM radio it, you know, blah 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 blah. But when they have a keynote speaker that is once again focused in a certain area, it's amazing. So it is a very dynamic. Mm-hmm. Or play it from your computer, and which a lot of folks who are working, doing the daily grind, sometimes they'll listen to the radio or listen to podcasts throughout the day. And so one note also about the popularity of blogs is one time I launched out a comment about, remember our real estate spike and how tremendous it was, and I kind of vented out there in the world, like, oh gosh, I just bought a shack for $1 trillion, and anyway, I hit the right nerve for the real estate industry, and they started commenting on my and before it was amazing. I had about close to 100 comments, and then people were actually started dating within my comments. They were like, where are you from? And this whole community started. So, wow, what's it like in that market? Well, maybe I should come over. But folks, that's not all I have for today. And if there's any other questions, please.